And then you hit function F8, which is CRT, so function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see that the screen will click like that.
Is that alright?
Yeah, there would be good.
Okay. Okay, it's coming off. It's fiddly.
Agenda presentations are white people, so that's what you structure the meeting around.
So that's this.
We saved it in your my document.
Oh, okay. But let's just start it off and we'll see what happens. You all ready? Okay, let's see the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Project aim is a new remote control. Original, trendy, and it's user-friendly.
Okay.
Functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Detailed design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
Are we supposed to bring the little things for you?
Yeah, let me just clip them. Do you have a belt?
Clip them back to you.
Or put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favourite animal? Is it rude?
It's an elephant!
That's a very good elephant.
Oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to draw that well.
Okay, and do you want to write up on there, so you've got to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Does it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You said an elephant never forgets. And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay, wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the wiper and wipe it off? And the Mr. Aesthetics Designer. Do you wanna go next?
I have no idea what my favourite animal is.
Okay, my favourite animal. Any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before? It's a liger.
A no. What?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
Alright. Oh, cool.
You've not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
No.
It's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is it's pretty much the awesomeness.
You have to see the movie
fully appreciate it. Okay, well
done. Great. Me? Yeah. Miss Marketing.
Okay. Not quite sure how this is going to work.
There you go.
Cool. Well, I'll try my best to draw. Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks.
Oh. It's a cat.
That's great.
Which also has what? A big fat body and feet and a long tail.
Okay, you
want to
just write
some
words better?
Why? Because cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly, usually. And they're healing as well, they heal, and they can feel when a human's got problems. So.
They're kind of spiritual.
So that's why I like cats.
Well done.
There we are. It's me. Do 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 do.
Okay. I don't know if you have a favourite animal, but Facts, no. It's just
Breeder?
No.
Not a squirrel.
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, well you got it. It's a page. Okay, put it finance. Set the price €25. If it aim €50 million.
Like it rained internationally sold.
Yeah. Production costs. Alright. It's gotta be.
Alright.
Can't cost any more than $12.50 to make. Experience is remote control, so I talk about who's used what. and ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. At 11:45.
So I think before we close, we're expected, in the last slide, wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah,
I think before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for...
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one maybe.
Okay. All right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Do you want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
But it seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, that DVD player or something like that. But at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah, and then that's the other thing, is it's got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much? I mean, how much do we have per...
12.50.
It can't be more than 12.50 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget, or...?
Well, at the moment,
what we're
doing at the moment is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
Couldn't we have like one that comes out? Like, so you have one in like, it doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits, and then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out, and then you have another one and you slide it out. So you have slides, and then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
light.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
So you just flip them out.
Okay.
Well, have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff. And then on the other side, a remote control that would be very, very simple with just the channel program plus and minus, and then just the mute button, for example. I can keep it really, really simple on one side, and the other side would be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
Or grandma as well, you know.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you...
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, like you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
No, okay.
Like or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That'd be cool. I was thinking
flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe. Oh, we've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should.
So it's,
I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual of what was stage one was. Technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with actual concept for the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV, I mean,
yeah.
be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of, I just think that it might be expensive to make something that, I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that just, that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking, bearing in mind, we have to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be...
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
so it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What'll make it interesting for people to buy, though?
Maybe if it's something
like
that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for... touchy buttons for...
Sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain...
Yeah.
Certain
or just
certain
one that there. Looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, no, I think you're
really
right.
Light or
yeah, rather than focus on...
Otherwise we'd be here all day talking about, oh, let's do this, let's do that. I think we should.
Because at the end of the day, it says just TV remote. It doesn't say combination.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, obviously, everyone, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything at once. But
remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip-up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this... Well, I did anyway. Like, we had 5 or 6 remotes, and they'd be lying on the couch, and you'd come and sit down, and, oh, the television switched on, or something. So maybe something that, like, does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button or record button for something.
Like a lock function on it like you have on your telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it, like, really snazzy and cool that people will want it, so make it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function. It can just have a lock function so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess. Like, they don't flick onto channels they're not allowed to flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. All right, so we've got some ideas.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Let's move on.
Good for you.
What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer.
Oh, okay.
Which is...
Well, these are requirement specifications.
And
our marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So that's... User interface designer, that's...
That's me.
Yes.
Okay.
That's you, so you're going to... There you go, you're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one that, you're going to be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's, what goes into the box somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
User requirements. So what the user requires in a remote.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does
I guess
seem like our
you
two
responsibilities have.
You two are going to be just, I think, we're just double, working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
All right, see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do we take these off?
I don't know.